It's called the Backyard Brawl for a reason. Blackman entertains Riverdale in the 20th meeting between these two natural rivals. The Warriors hold a 13-6 edge in the series, and the Blaze coach David Watson fully expects to get their best.
We're playing for seeding and bragging rights, and it's a crosstown rival. It's always been a rivalry since Blackman opened, because Blackman predominantly pulled a lot of kids from Riverdale back when it opened.
Riverdale dominated the first 10 games of the series, winning each year and twice in the playoffs. But Riverdale coach Ron Adelot knows the Blaze have won 6 of the last 8 meetings, including the last 4 in a row.
They have kind of owned us the last couple of 3 years, so we got to grow up. We got to look ourselves in the mirror a little bit. They're going to be physical, and they're going to try to line up and defeat us on both lines of scrimmage, and I hope our kids can respond to that.
Both teams are 1-1, Riverdale coming off a 34-20 loss at Franklin, while Blackman kicked the game-winning field goal as time expired to defeat Macaulay 44-42. News Radio WGNS will have coverage beginning with the Thompson Services Friday Night Thunder pregame show at 6, DirecTV by Intersource pregame show at 6:30, kickoff of State Farm Prep Football at 7. Also around the county tonight, Siegel is at Oakland, Monty Hill Jr. will have in-game reports from that one, Smyrna at Coffee County, Laverne at Columbia, Franklin County at Stewart's Creek, East Robertson at Eagleville, and MTCS travels to Joe Burns. I'm Brian Barrett, News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.